Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak to, is it Mrs. McGee, please?
Who's speaking?
Hi there, my name's Billy. I'm giving a call today from MMA Legal. We're calling regarding the Scottish redress claim for the mistreatment and abuse that you may have received whilst being in care.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, basically, is that for yourself or is that
somebody? Yeah, me, yeah.
Okay, no problem. So first things first, my name's Billy, and I just want to give you an understanding that I will be your claims handler. So everything that I do explain to you today, we will go through in depth and detail, and I will be as patient as I possibly can because I understand, obviously, reliving certain situations may not be comfortable for certain people.
Mm.
Now, before I do go any further, I just want to make sure I have got your details on file correctly. We have it as M. McGee. Is it Maggie?
Yeah.
From your email. Perfect. And is Maggie short for Margaret?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm just going to get that popped on there for you, darling. That's not an issue. And is this the best mobile number for you for any reason, a line disconnects or anything like that?
Yeah.
Perfect. No problem whatsoever. Could I please ask you, Maggie, for your date of birth there, please, darling?
The 16th of the 9th, 1963.
16th of the 9th, 1963. No problem. And could I also please ask you for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please?
Well, I'm here just now, but I'm moving in the 20th to another house, so what postcode?
No problem. So in regards to yourself, because you will be paid out within a check procedure, you will be looking at an 8 to 12 month payout. So that's how long the average will, claim will take.
Uh-huh.
Now, with yourself, the legal team and the solicitor will always call you a few weeks before you receive your payment to check your address. So I'm going to ask you for your address you're living at the moment. But then in a couple of weeks' time, I will give you a call back and I will update your new address. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, thanks.
Perfect. So can I ask for your current postcode where you're living at the moment, please, darling?
10 Wyvis, please.
And the postcode?
C-13-4-L-Y.
And let me just try that one for you. And that is why this place in Glasgow, is that correct, darling? Perfect, no problem. And could I please also ask yourself, is this the best contact number for you?
Yeah.
And the email that we have on the system for you here is maggiemcgee47@gmail.com.
Yes.
Now, I do just need to ask you, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, and what illness would that be?
I've got COPD and rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, so with you having a terminal illness, we can fast-track your case for you, which means that it will be a 6 to 8 week time frame instead of an 8 to 12 week time frame, which means that you will be paid out just a little bit faster just to be on the safe side for you. Okay, so it'll be a bit of a, you'll be looking at a bit of a faster payout because you will be classed as vulnerable at this moment in time. Okay, darling?
Yeah.
Could I please ask you, do you remember the name of your parents at all, darling?
Yeah, they're not here anymore.
No problem. Can I please ask you for the name of your mother, if you remember?
Margaret Hamill, because she's remarried.
No problem. And what would be Dad's name?
Alexander McGee.
Alexander McGee. Perfect. Thank you for that. And did you know if growing up if you had any siblings or anything like that at all?
Yeah, I've got siblings, yeah.
How many siblings is it that you have?
I've got... Oh, my God. I've got such a bad memory, you know.
Don't worry.
I've got Alec, John, Tommy, Edward. I've got four brothers just now and two sisters.
No problem. What are your sisters called?
Well, it's really just the one sister I've got. I've never really been in contact with our sister, Carol Ann McGee.
Carol Ann McGee. No problem. That's perfectly fine. And do you know if all of these was in care as well, or was it just yourself, darling?
No, there was a few in care, like different occasions and different children homes.
Let me get that onto there for you. And growing up, do you remember where you was brought up before you actually went into care? Do you remember your street name or your area at least?
Drumchapel, Lutgoyne Avenue.
Lutgoyne, is that L-U-C-K?
L-O-I-N, Goyne Avenue, Lutgoyne. I'm not actually sure the number, but it could be 21, I'm not sure.
Perfect, got that for you, Lutgoyne. That's fantastic. Thank you for that information. And that's in Glasgow, if I am correct.
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem there, darling. Glasgow. And do you know the age that you was very first sent to care?
And my first care home was, I'm not 100%, I think I was 13.
13, no problem. No problem there whatsoever. And do you know the names of the care homes that you have attended? Do you know the first
one? Yeah, Ilsa Children's Home in Partick.
Could you spell that for me, please, just the beginning, if you can, or just the best you can, so I've got some sort of guideline of what you said, just be on the safe side.
Oh, I'm not sure how to spell it. I just know it's Ilsa.
Elder.
Ilsa.
Elsa?
Ilsa. Ilsa Children's Home, I know it was in Allison Street, that was the street name, I think, and Patrick.
Let me Google that for you, give me 2 seconds, let me have a look here.
Oh, wait a minute, Allison, I think it's just the spell as Allison, the name Allison, probably. A-L-I-S-O-N, Allison, I think that may be.
Allison Children's, oh.
Yeah.
Let me have a look here. So you think it's Allison's Children's Home in Allison Street?
I think it is. Like, so I could be getting mixed up. So I'm saying Allison Home and I'm saying Allison Street there, so...
Don't worry. I'll have a look now for you. Allison Street.
No, it was definitely Ilsa Home, but it was in Allison Street, I think.
Children's Home, Allison Street, Scotland. It was around about... I'll have a look here for you. Don't worry, that's perfectly fine. So it was Ailes at Children's Home, Allison Street, Scotland. Yep. And then the where did you go from there, darling?
From there, I went back home, and then I went to Nazareth House Children's Home in Aberdeen.
Nazareth House, was that?
Yeah, Nazareth House, yeah.
Aberdeen, no problem. And then where did you go from there, darling?
From there, I went back home to my mum's, and then I ended up back in Nazareth House later on again.
Nice again, no problem. And then from there, did they move you into anywhere else?
I think I moved down to Glasgow and I went in some kind of Christian place I went into. It was just for Christians because I'd nowhere else to stay, so that was in Charing Cross. I think I was a bit maybe, I can't remember if I was 17, 18 then.
Don't worry.
Tom Allen Centre, I think was the name of that, in Charing Cross,
Tom Allen
Glasgow.
Centre. Would be Tom Allen Centre. Okay, no problem.
And they helped me after a while to get a bed set, and then I moved on to there myself.
So then that was just the last place that you would have been in care from there.
Yeah.
You moved on. No problem there whatsoever, darling. Now, in regards to yourself, we need a next of kin for you, so somebody that we can have on the system. For any reason, anything was to happen to you, somebody you would be happy to receive your entitlements. Now, do you have any family members, any children, any friends that you could let me use as a next of kin for you?
Yeah, my daughter, Caitlin McGee.
Caitlin. Lynn McGee. And what's her mobile number, darling? Do you know that?
Hold on, let's see if I can find it.
No problem, take your time.
Oh, wait a minute, the number's not coming.
Honestly, do not worry.
I'm terrible for... it's got 4475548354 09.
409, perfect, thank you for that. And in regards to yourself here, I've got her as your daughter, did you say? Yep, is that correct, darling?
Yeah.
No problem there whatsoever. Let me just get that on the system here for you. And throughout any of your time in care, was you ever in care with any of your siblings or did they send you to different places?
We were in places together and there was other times we were in, I was just sort of moved around and they were sort of moved around, but yeah, I was in care with some of them and sometimes, there was other times I was in before they arrived and then they would arrive after me. It's a bit confusing because I'm kind of, it's been a long, long, long time ago.
Understandable, and I know you understand it's very frustrating for you to have to relive this situation. What I will say to you is, for any reason after this call, I will also drop you a message on WhatsApp so you have all personal details to track your claim and keep me updated. So if there's anything that you forget to mention to me, you can always let me keep me updated at a later date. We can constantly tweak your claim throughout the process, so don't worry. And if you still have any contact with any of your siblings and you feel like they may have been neglected or had any abuse affecting them...
Yeah, well, my sister had been... she got a claim just about 7 months ago. She got a claim from... for Nazareth House. So we slept in the same bedroom and things like that, me and my sister, and she knows more than what I can remember, and I remember things that's happened with her that she can't remember, if you know what I mean.
Yes, which is understandable, let me get that. And your sister's already had a claim.
Yeah, and that's the one, Caroline McGee.
Caroline, let me get that on there for you. So Caroline McGee, she has received... And was any of your brothers ever affected, do you know?
Yeah, one of my brothers had been affected, but he was told to go forward and he didn't want to do it, he just wanted to leave it.
Which is understandable, but if you do have a conversation with him, just let him know that he is well within his rights to actually receive anything that he can claim. So we'll be more than happy to assess him. You can always give us a... He can do it in his own time, whenever he's available to. And that way you can just drop me a message on WhatsApp and I can give him a call. What I will also do as well, because your sister has actually received her entitlement, I will make them very clear, in the most professional way I can say it to you, because you know your sister has received some money from Nazareth House, I will ensure that this claim gets fast-tracked for you straight away, especially with your COPD as well, darling, okay?
Okay.
No problem. Now, in regards to that, what I am going to have to ask you to do, I know it's going to be quite touch and go here, so don't worry, just the best of your ability and what you can remember, I am just going to have to take a brief statement of what has actually happened while she was in these care homes. I understand it's going to be quite frustrating and very saddening for you to run through this, so you do it in your own time as you please. Okay, darling?
Yeah.
Now, can I just ask you, what do you know the reason you was placed into care?
The first one for Ailsa Home was because, I think it was because my mum was having a baby and she couldn't cope with us, but I think it was put down to neglect as well. I'm not 100%, I've never really seen my file for this, but I know she had another baby and I don't know if that was the reason why we were put into care or... But there was, like, neglect things as well. And that was the first children's home that I remember.
Don't worry. And the first children's home that you went to was Alessa... Sorry if I pronounced it wrong, I'll get the correct address for you.
Yeah.
Was Elsa Children's Home?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get that on here for you. So it's Elsa Children's Home in Allison Street. So I'm just going to get that here. Client first... memories of a care home was around 12 years of age. She was sent to Elder home on, and that was on the street of Allison Street, is that correct?
I think it's Allison Street.
No. And when you actually attended this care home to begin with in Elder, did any sort of mental, physical, sexual abuse attend here? Did they make you feel any type of way? Were you being scared? Did they make you feel comfortable? Did you feel singled out? What was your memories from being at this care home?
I think I was fine in Elder's Children Home. It was just when I had Nazareth House that sort of all started, but I did run away quite a few times with Elsa home as well.
Struggling. So I've got here when you went to Elsa care home, it wasn't really the case of the mental or physical abuse, you were just struggling to navigate the fact that you wasn't at home with your family anymore. To navigate the fact she was not at home with her siblings anymore. How long was you here for?
I'm not 100% sure, between 6 months maybe and a year, but I'm not quite sure.
Then placed into, so from there, if I am correct, you then went on to Nazareth House Children's Home in Aberdeen?
And no, I went home again, and then later on I ended up in Nazareth House.
And can I ask you, when you were placed back into the care of Mum, was you feeling safe at home? Was you mistreated at home?
I was most badly treated at home.
Don't worry. You can have and play that into the care home. Nazareth care home, that was, wasn't it?
That was the next
Nazareth House. Children's home. And you say that was in Aberdeen, if I remember correctly.
Aberdeen, yeah.
In Aberdeen, where the mental and physical abuse. And can I ask you, what memories do you receive from this Nazareth House, darling? Was it mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse? What is it that you remember from here? And I understand it's going to be quite touch and go for you to go over this. So if you need me to hold off, do not hold back by telling me to just slow down. That's not an issue. But from the best of your ability, could you please just give me an understanding of what you dealt with at Nazareth House?
It wasn't sexual abuse.
No problem.
Hitting me and making me do things and putting me in my room and different things and
experienced being locked in her room. Do you remember any teachers or anything that would have a bad impact on you or would say nasty things to you or anything while she was here?
Sorry,
do you remember the name of any teachers or any staff members that would make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, Sister Bernadette.
Sister Bernadette. And what is it that you would experience from here?
Just when we first ended up in the children's home, they wouldn't let us home at Christmas and things. And I'm trying to remember half of this because they used to force me to go to the chapel in there when I didn't want to go to chapel.
Was Sister Bernadette ever physically?
She had hit me once or twice. To get me out of my bed.
Where would she hit you or how would she hit you? Would that be like with a cane?
No, she dragged me out of the bed because I wouldn't get out of the bed because I kept refusing to go to chapel.
Okay. Now, when you was placed in Nazareth House, you felt all this, so this is the first time you've experienced this. When you first went to Nazareth House, was that when you was there with your sister, or was that the second time you went back?
The first time I went, my brother was there, my oldest brother, so it was just me and him to start off with for quite a wee while. And then my brothers and sisters came in about after that.
And were you able to have a relationship with your brother whilst he was in this property?
Well, yeah, but we didn't really bother much with each other, if you know what I mean.
That's no problem. In regards to name calling, do you remember any names that they would say to you, or any swear words or anything like they would abuse you with daily?
I just remember that one occasion when she dragged me out of bed and she was pulling at me, telling me, but she was like shouting at me and things like that, but I can't actually remember what kind of...
Don't worry. Don't worry at all.
And there was occasions, if we didn't eat our dinner, there was things we were put to the room for no eating, and if there was food we didn't like, then we were left to sort of starve after that.
Do you remember how long you was here for the first time, or...?
The first time, it's really hard to remember. It could have
been.
It could have been about a year.
About a year. That's when you then went on to, is that the Christian Place care home in Glasgow?
That's the one I was in, the second one, yeah. I think it was for about a year, and then I went back home. And then I went back to Nazareth House. I'm not sure how long after that. I went back again for quite a while.
Don't worry. While you was in Christian Place in Glasgow, did you receive any sort of abuse, physical, mental or sexual there?
That's the one I'm talking about, the Nazareth House one.
Oh, no, sorry, from Nazareth House. When you went from Nazareth House and you went to Christian Place.
Oh, that's the... No, I think everything was fine in that one. And I was like, weekends, they wouldn't let us home. If we didn't eat for dinner or just be something.
I got that here for you. So we've gone, Christian Place never really happened there. You just didn't really receive any sort of support network or anything from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then you then went back to the Nazareth House from there.
No, the second time I went back to Nazareth House, from there I went to the Christian Place, but I think I was about 16, maybe 17.
Yeah, so
you've gone from
Nazareth House to the Christian Place.
Yeah,
back
and
to
then
House.
No.
Okay, so you was at Nazareth House just the one time.
No, I was at Nazareth House twice. I went back home after the first time, and then ended up back in Nazareth House again. Then
right,
from there, I moved to Glasgow again, to the Tom Allen Centre, and then
so
I was there
the care of mother, one second, sorry, so you placed, so after Nazareth House, you was placed back into the care of mother. When you went back to the care of mother again, did you feel any neglect or anything while she was there, or did you feel like you was in a safe place?
I don't know, probably a bit of both.
Don't worry.
I'm not very good at explaining myself either.
Do not worry.
Yeah,
I'm here to help you.
It.
Do not worry.
Don't
move that. What was that? I've been. So you've been at home, and then you've then gone back to Nazareth House from there?
Yeah, second time.
Right, and she was...
You know, there might have actually been a third time I went back there as well. I just can't remember.
Don't worry. This is the best thing you're doing is giving me as much information here. She sent back to Nazareth House where, again, you was then you was attending there and your sister was there. Is that correct?
That's when my sister and all my brothers were there at the same time.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
at the same time. So at this time, you was that where you shared a room with your sister?
Yeah.
With sister. And you would, of course, see them to be nasty and vicious to your sister. What kind of things would you see?
Sorry?
When you would see them be nasty and vicious to your sister, what kind of things would you see them, what would you kind of see them do?
I can't remember. I just remember them being nasty. And I think they threw her down the stairs. I think she was thrown down the stairs.
And was that by a member of staff?
No, that was Sister Bernadette, I think. But I remember, I just get flashbacks to that.
Just Bernadette, no problem. And in regards to this, when you went back the second time, was again, is that when did the physical abuse get a bit worse? Or did they lay the hands on you ever at all? Or would they call you any nasty names or throw anything, break any objects of yours?
Once I had been pulled out the bed, just dragged out the bed. And that's because obviously I didn't want to go to the chapel and they kept putting me in my room at times because I wouldn't go to the chapel, but I was really forced, so most time I had to go to chapel because I was kind of religious and I refused to go, but they forced me to go to the chapel.
Do you ever remember them laying the hands on you, or what part of your body do you remember them actually physically hitting you?
I just remember her grabbing me, pulling me out of the bed, pulling the quilt down and just pulling me out of the bed. And just started shouting at me to get out of my bed. I was going to chapel. I just slightly mind that my sister knew more of that because she was in the room that morning.
Last year, stuck here for until she was around 15 and then was placed in a... And then you stayed there till you were around about 15, 15 and a half and they placed you in a care home then in Glasgow.
Because I remember them putting me in 3 weeks before I turned 16, I think it was, so my mum couldn't fight to try and get me back. So I remember I got a children's hearing and they took me away that day because it was my 16th coming up, so I remember that. That was obviously the second, no, that was the second time, that could be a third time. I really honestly can't remember much.
Don't worry. That's not, you've given me enough information, that's not a problem whatsoever. While you were here, did they make you feel unwanted and make you feel unsafe?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, there were times they were starving as well, the fact that if we didn't eat what was there, then up with us, we weren't allowed to get anything else to eat and put to the room at times and shout and bawled it for no eating.
And of course, that's something that stick with you forever, where you remember you and your siblings was very hungry and going starving. And these memories.
I don't even hold any relationships or anything like that. Now the fact that I've been traumatized through it all, and I just try to knock it out of my head. I just sort of blank that sort of thing.
Broken heart, natural, affected, change.
It's so hard to trust hope nowadays.
So I've got as much information as I can jotted down. What will also help your case is the fact that your sister was in the same care home and she has received a reimbursement from Nazareth House. Mm-hmm. So because of that, that will strengthen your case, and I have made them aware that you are dealing with a terminal illness, COPD, so we will get this fast track for you. Mm-hmm. In regards to that, you should have had an email come through to your email address from MMA Legal. Will you just see if you've received that for me, please, darling?
Is that Zoe Homey?
Yeah, so it should say MMA Legal, and when you click on it, it should say start signing.
See? Document for you to sign?
Yeah, please, if you can click on that for me, and it'll say start signing.
Document information client pack red list.
Yeah, and then underneath that, should it say view, load documents or go to document?
Proceed
to documents, perfect. That'll be the correct one.
Right, I see a big, I can't see all the writing right because I've not got my right glasses.
It'll literally ask you for a click, to click one box, it'll show your name and then you press submit, and then I can get this submitted off for you today.
Hold on, I can't see it. My eyesight's a wee in there as well. With your claim, we should like to confirm that this person provided much. The letter explains which method of work was recommended. So dealing with a number of matters, advice and action.
Some of that document is for the solicitor as well, so don't worry. It will just, where it asks you to sign, it'll say sign by client. You click on there, it'll give it a squiggle for you, and then you press OK.
Is that the bit it says agree and continue?
Yes. Perfect, yeah, agree and continue.
I confirm that I have read, then agree, confirm, signature. How do I do a signature?
So when you click on the box, it usually brings it up for you, and then you just click one, press the little box and press OK. So if it says signed by client, if you just click on that for me with your finger.
Yeah, click on signature, yeah.
Yes, please. And then it should bring up three little signatures.
Margaret McGee.
Yes, it'll type it for you. It won't look like your
signature. Right, so I'll just acknowledge that the signature, click on that,
yes.
OK.
And then press OK. And it should say you have now signed.
Right, email to me, print, download. You have signed this document.
Perfect. That's come back through. What I'm also going to do for you as well now, Margaret, is I'm going to send you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, this is direct contact for me over the next few weeks. So if you speak to sister and you remember some things that you've not mentioned to, or you've not remembered to mention to me, do not hesitate about bopping me a message over and I can update your claim form for you regularly, so do not worry. Once you've spoken to your brother, if your brother does decide that he would like to go ahead or even speak to somebody regarding this, I understand he has been put under pressure for this before and he said no, but if he does change his mind or if he feels like he wants to give it a go, I am more than happy to guide him through the process and he will be on the same claim as you.
Mm-hmm.
Your case will take around about 8 months, just because you have been put through for the fast track because, like I said, you've got a terminal illness that we have made them aware of. And also, what I would require from you is a picture of your driver's license or your passport, any ID, to be fair, even if it's a bus pass. And we will also require a picture of a letter that's dated to you in the last 3 months, just so we know it's yourself that's receiving the payment. Now, I'm going to get this message over to you on WhatsApp now. If you could please get that ID and proof of address sent over to me right away, that would be fantastic, and I will submit your case for you instantly.
My passport just ran out there in October.
Don't worry. It doesn't matter if it's out of date. Don't worry. As long as we can see that it's you on the picture and the letter.
Okay.
any letter, it can be a bill or anything like that, so don't worry. As long as we get that over, within the next few minutes, I will get your case submitted for you right away, and you will hear off me over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, if you need anything, you message me on WhatsApp, and I will keep you updated throughout the procedure, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your patience, and thank you for being very understanding with the call. I've got all of your information jotted down now, so I'll look forward to hearing from you. And like I say, anything you do need, just bob me a message and I'll give you a call straight back, Margaret. All right?
Right, that's great. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for that, Margaret.
Thank
if you get
you.
Your ID and your letter over to me right away, that'll be perfect.
Yeah, I'll have a look for that. Thank you. Bye-bye.